You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week, Art and Soul is about the performance arts, and it's going to be busy on the streets of Ypsilanti this week, thanks to Ypsiglow. And joining us to talk about that is the executive director of Wonderfool Productions, Jennifer Goulet, and new Wonderfool's board member and leading the community mural project for Ypsiglow is Lynn Settles. Hello to both of you.
Hi, Lisa. Hello.
Just in case someone is not familiar with Ypsiglow, how would you describe it?
Well, Lisa, this is Jennifer. Ypsiglow is an amazing, light-filled, unexpected, joyful, surprising celebration of Ypsilanti's amazing superpowers of creativity, the diversity of our community, and how those two powerful forces come together to create a really strong and resilient community.
Your Ann Arbor counterpart, Festifools and Full Moon, was completely online last spring due to the pandemic. Will there be some sort of on-the-street action for Ypsiglow, though, at this time of the year?
Yeah, we are really excited, Lisa, that this year, we have certainly kind of learned how to navigate the world of COVID and to be able to do that safely together. And we're super excited that plans for Ypsiglow 2020 have been reimagined to include kind of a wild array of activities for you to glow in town, to be able to glow at home with some virtual elements, and to be able to glow wherever you are. We certainly learned some lessons of how to very quickly pivot shift to a virtual stage with our spring events, Full Moon and Festifools. But it's really affirming that we have an opportunity for the Ypsilanti community to be able to bring people together on the ground in the community with a wild array of public art activations that will be in storefront windows across the downtown, encouraging people to mask up, social distance, come wander around town, check all of those out. We have some light installations that are new this year. The Ypsi Water Tower has been putting on an amazing glow show every night. The Cross Street Bridge is going to be illuminated as you head into Depot Town, the downtown library. And we're excited that Eastern is joining us, too, so we can have an Ypsi Glow Night at the drive-in movie at the Convocation Center.
So people will actually be able to go out in the community. And basically everything's lit up if you've never seen it before. And I'm thinking there's going to be a lot of light-up masks this year. Have you seen that?
We have seen that, and we've been encouraging people to be creative with their masks and their costumes this year to really kind of bring your own personal glow into the mix.
And Lynn Settles, I think the last time I saw you was behind the Ypsilanti Library with a group of students putting up a mural. You remember that?
I remember.
And now you're involved in another community mural project for Ypsiglow. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So this summer, I had a chance and the opportunity to be a part of a discussion and conversation with a group of teenagers about social justice and the pandemic, all via Zoom. And so they sort of shared their thoughts and feelings and their hopes for the future after all this is over. And not surprisingly, but their big topic of concern was the Black Lives Matter movement and COVID-19. So what we decided to do was to put their thoughts and their feelings and their words into sketches and drawings and to create a painting from that. And so that's what the murals are about.
And you're calling this?
Together We Can Breathe.
And where will it be created?
So what they did was they actually took their, like I said, their ideas and their thoughts together. We wrote them all down. We went out and enlisted artist Cameron Reynolds to take their ideas and their thoughts and put them into a picture. We took that picture, that drawing, and blew it up on a canvas. And we actually blew it up on two different canvases. So there'll be a final painting that will go at the Whitaker Library branch and a final painting that will go at the Michigan Avenue Library branch.
What must have that been like, working with these kids and dealing with everything we're dealing with now and turning those, I'm assuming, some fears and concerns into an art display?
Yes, it was all of that. It was absolutely all of that. Because fears, concerns, all via Zoom because practicing social distancing. When we did come together, we came together to paint the murals. But I think they're very proud of their work. And the conversation between them was like, look, this is what I said, but now it's in a picture. So right, they're impressed. They're moved. And this, and art is so important, well, all the time, but really important right in this period where so many young people are not just young people, but so many people are under a lot of stress right now. So art is one way to kind of help express yourself and release some of that anxiety.
And what are these glow kits? Hundreds of glow kits have been handed out. What are those?
Well, you know, normally, Lisa, in a normal Ipsy Glow season, we host a variety of free community workshops where people can come and work with our teaching artists, learn how to make a luminary or a costume, you know, how to get ready for glow. And of course, this year we couldn't do any of those in-person sessions. And so thanks to the generosity of some true community spirits, the Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation, Bank of Ann Arbor, Beal Properties, and Dick Matty with Charles Reinhart Realtors, we were able to assemble 600 glow action kits. And we had a group of students, 11-year-olds, a group of guys that call themselves the 19 Nerds, some of them part of the Ann Arbor Youth Theater, that helped us do kind of an assembly line, pulling the kits together outdoors one day. We were super excited to see how that came together, quite frankly. We easily could have done two or three times that many kits.
So we mentioned the involvement of Eastern Michigan University, but are they also involved in some sort of a movie night, a drive-in movie?
Yes. The Campus Life Office stepped up and offered the opportunity to create the Friday night movie, which has been happening through October at the Convocation Center lot, as Ipsy Glow, Night at the Movies. And so Eastern is going to be opening the gate to both students and community. I understand they've got a selection of really cool, glowy swag that you'll get when you come in. I think they're going to have some food trucks, and we're going to have some of our Ipsy Glow favorites there, too.
All of this safely distanced outside on the street in Ypsilanti. Exactly where and when?
Things are happening predominantly in the downtown business district in terms of the public art installations, but there are also things in Depotown and West Cross, and again at Eastern at the Convocation Center. Whitaker Library has one of the great murals that Lynn talked about. Friday night, October 23rd, 7 to 9 p.m.
Very exciting. Very much looking forward to it. That's Jennifer Goulet. And we've also been talking to Lynn Settles about Ipsy Glow happening on the streets and, of course, online, as pretty much everything else is these days.
Right.
Thanks so much for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU's Art and Soul.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Lisa.